Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, folks. Today, we're looking at a platform that's aiming to bridge the gap between armchair fans and actual sports club influence and ownership. It's called Blockchain Sports Arena. John, you've been taking a look in behalf of the DBM community and ATLA owners. What's the TLDR?
It's interesting, Sarah. Their big focus is turning fan energy into club power. Essentially, it's a digital ecosystem built on their own Layer 1 blockchain called Atleta, where fans can support their clubs and get rewarded for it. But instead of just buying the latest merchandise or seat ticket, you're engaging with the club through digital ID cards and challenges to earn their native token, ATLA. Blockchain sports are putting fans in a place where they can earn for being a loyal supporter of their favorite team.
Okay, let's talk about that support part. Usually, that just means cheering at the TV. How does the arena make it different?
They've gamified the whole experience. You sign up, pick your club. They've already got teams like APOEL FC in Cyprus and Kwara Onido in Nigeria on board. And then you start completing tasks. This isn't just for show. They have a global leaderboard. If you're at the top, you're not just getting a gold star. You're looking at real-world rewards like meeting players, exclusive event access, and even getting mentioned on the club's official social media.
I noticed a market section on the site with some digital collectibles. It looks like they're doing more than just standard NFTs.
That's right, well spotted. They call them club and player ID cards. These are limited edition digital assets that serve as proof of your connection to the team. But the cool part is the transparency. Because it's on the blockchain, the club knows exactly who their most dedicated fans are. It creates this direct line of revenue and data for the clubs, while giving the fans tangible clout in the club supporter community.
And they're leaning heavily into the football academies side of things, right? I saw mentions of academies in Brazil and Japan.
Yes, that's a huge pillar for them. They aren't just focusing on the big European leagues. They're using the platform to help discover and fund young talent. They even capture player performance metrics, things like speed and precision, and put that data on-chain. It's like a mix of Football Manager and the real-world scouting agency.
So for someone just jumping on the site today, what's the first move?
It's a three-step process. Register, choose your club, and get rewarded. The site feels very Web3 meets ESPN. It's sleek, it has a live feed of news, like their recent expansion into the Nigerian Premier Football League. And they clearly want to be the home for the 4 billion football fans out there.
Okay, what's the bottom line? Is this just another crypto project, or is there staying power here?
Well, they have some massive football legends involved. Romario, Matarazzi, Snyder, which gives them instant credibility, plus some high-level VC backers from Saudi Arabia. The football-based arena is not the only use case for Atleta either, with the model being expanded into US-based sports, basketball, American football, on the same fan ownership model. If they can get the clubs engaged, deliver those VIP experiences, and help fans monetize being a supporter, it could change how we think about fan ownership in the digital age. Congratulations to those who already own ATLA and associated nodes and are now poised to leverage the current $250 per coin price into ongoing vesting, staking, and nodes.
The arena is open, as they say. Definitely one to watch. Stay up to speed with your existing ATLA assets and how we can support the success of our ownerships in the DBM workshops. See the show notes for live access and recordings.